Orange in the Central West's 105.1 Triple M. We're brought to you thanks to Harvey Norman in the Orange Grove Homemaker Centre. Let's head over to Bathurst for an update. Councillor Graham Hanger's with me. Good morning to you.
Yes, good morning, Neil. Here we are, the end of November. Goodness me. Where's that year gone?
Snowing in parts of the country as well, and we're just weeks away from, or days away from summer getting underway. Anyway, Interesting times, and so is the flooding. I know that Bathurst was impacted as well.
Yes, we had nowhere near as badly as other places. Our levee banks held up really, really well. In 1998, a flood of similar, just slightly larger than this one, slightly higher, but 220 houses inundated, and this time only a couple. The levee banks held up well, so we're happy. But, you know, we're thinking of other people in other parts who are really, really doing it tough, and our thoughts are with them. And thanks to all the council workers here in Bathurst, certainly here in Bathurst, we've got roads that need urgent attention, as do lots of other councils in the Central West. So the SES workers, the police, the emergency services, well done to everybody.
I was talking to Chris from the Harvest Cafe at the weekend, and he was telling me how he was watching the road, the water coming over the highway and closing the highway in both directions, and people only had a limited amount of time because there's no other way around once that closes.
Well, it closed, yes. It's the first time it's been closed since, I think, about 1998. Council spent $1 million in the past do a diversion channel from the Raglan Creek just there, just past Bunnings and where it did flood. And that's worked in the past. But this amount of water, it was just, once in a 25-year episode, and the highway was cut for about 8 hours. I think it was 2 o'clock in the afternoon. It opened about for one lane of traffic about 10:30 at night, so a bit over 8 hours. I mean, let's put that in perspective. Yes, it was inconvenient and lots of things. You know, kids were trapped on one side and mum was on the other side trying to get them from school, et cetera, et cetera. But everything worked out. I know at Kelso High it was after 8 o'clock before the school finally shut down and, students were able to get home or be picked up or stayed with a friend or something or other like that. This, the teachers did a wonderful job at all the schools, keeping an eye on kids and making sure that everybody was safe.
You were out at Trunky Creek last night. I used to work at the pub out there a few years ago, or many years ago, actually, now.
Oh, but, good meeting. A lovely group of people out there. Pretty, lively little meeting. They're asking about the roads. And, of course, the rural roads are an issue. We don't deny that. And council is doing what they can to support them. But, lovely community out there at Trunky Creek. And the last of our village meetings is next Tuesday night. And that will be at Sunny Corner. Okay. Looking forward to that one as well. Hope the weather's a bit, my goodness me, it's a bit nippy.
It certainly is. All right. Now, this is a big coup for Bathurst. The World Cross Country Championships are coming. These are the best of the best.
The World Athletics Cross Country Championships, yes, the 18th of February, a three-day event, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And it really is the best of the best. We'll have about 700 or 800 of the world's best athletes. The Africans will all be here. Kipchoge, imagine Kipchoge's coming because we've got Mount Panorama, and that's where the event will be. It won't be a road closure because all the events are inside the track. Athletics Australia and Council have been working very closely for over 12 months now, we knew about this about 4 years ago. It was supposed to be in 2020, and then it was 2021, and then COVID, and now it's February next year for sure.
Okay, good
and,
news.
And really looking forward to it. Yeah, it's great news. And, of course, schools events will be an event on the Friday, the 17th of February, for all the schools. So people who are listening, who are cross-country people, can run the World Cross-Country Course and be in the same environment as the world champion. So it's really exciting time.
Yeah, it certainly is. All right, and also another big coup is the best of the best primary school cricketers are playing out a final series in Bathurst.
That's right. We've got the PWSA, the Primary School Sports Association, boys and girls schools final. It's not the regional, it's just the best schools, four best schools, girls and the boys. They've had a lot of trouble. A lot of the schools have had trouble playing their last games. I mean, right through up and down the coast, we've had wet weather and inclement weather in some ways, and it's causing some difficulty. But I was talking to the convener just yesterday morning, and they're talking that it'll be fine. There'll be four teams here, four teams of boys, four teams of girls, and some great cricket. They play a 2020 game in the morning, right, a semi-final, and the two winners play off in the afternoon for the right to be called the state champion. So we're looking forward to that. Grounds are looking good. If we don't get any more rain, they'll be absolutely perfect.
Good news.
All right. George Park and Morse Park.
Let's talk about the Boundary Road walking track. What's this about?
Yeah, Boundary Road Reserve is up the back of the university, the base of Mount Panorama. And it's been a little bit damaged. Well, not a little bit. Some considerable water damage on the walking tracks. So the volunteers will be up there for the next few weeks sorting things out. So that Boundary Road Reserve is closed. A lot of people go walking of a morning, or, you know, it's just lovely and peaceful and beautiful up there, and or running. Some of them go jogging, crazy people. But it's closed for the moment. But we'll let you know when it'll reopen. It won't be long, but at the moment it's closed off.
Okay, all right. And Perthville, the village of Perthville, they've got their carols coming up early December.
Yeah, we've all got carols in various places and villages, and we'll have carols by candlelight here in Bathurst. But out of Perthville there, first cab off the rank, the community carols on Thursday, the 8th of December, the 6 o'clock out there, and, of course, the usual fun of the fair out there with lots of singing and school children performing and that sort of thing, and Santa will be there. So we're looking forward to going out to Perthville, good little village out there, and they've got their hall back. There was some damage to the hall, structural damage, not by floods, but just structural damage, and that's been repaired, so they're quite excited about getting back in the hall. So looking forward to that one too.
All right, I'm with Councillor Graham Hanger. Thank you for the update, mate, as always. Good to chat. Yeah. Have a good day.
Busy times, yeah. Good on you. Thank you, Neil. See you. Bye.